Ralphie Radio Show, you knew it was going to come to this. Now we're writing articles about when and when not to use our smartphones, specifically when it comes to Twitter and Facebook on a date. Yes, if you ever had the urge to do this, all right, well then stay tuned because you're going to want to hear from our panel about smartphone etiquette while on a dinner date to break down this interesting article that we found from Forbes magazine. Social media expert, the founder of Social Yeah, a social media consulting boutique, Kevin Evanetsky, and you know her from thedailyaffair.com, our relationship expert, Stacey Nelkin. Kevin, Stacey, thank you so much for the time.
Good to talk to you. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Stacey.
Kevin, we'll start with you first because you are the social media expert. Has it gotten to the point now where the people who you consult, mostly for their business, but are they coming to you with questions like this too yet or now?
Yeah, I think everyone's always wondering what should you do on Facebook and Twitter? What's too personal? What's over the line? And I really just tell people, you know, don't say something online that you wouldn't say at a cocktail party. I'm sure we'll talk about it, but usually the people who are making the most mistakes are the same types of people who walk into a dinner party and say something outrageous that gets everybody to roll their eyes, you know?
Hey, Kevin, that's a great point. So, Stacey, basically, you know, I think what we've seen a lot of, social media really is an extension of your actual, how you are personally in real life. And so I guess sometimes you got to temper it, especially when you're on maybe that first date, right?
Absolutely. I think communicating really in person, if you're having a date, save the cell phone for more business-like things. If you're actually going to make a date with somebody, call them.
Yeah, but Stacey, what about when you're actually on the date? Should you keep the phone out on the table or no?
I don't think that's right. I think that's akin to flirting and looking at other people. You know, you're making your options if you got your phone out on the table. I think unless you're expecting a really, really important phone call, and then you should let your date know. Otherwise, no, the phone should be put away.
We're talking about social media etiquette at the dinner date right now. Kevin Evanetsky from Social Yeah. I feel like live tweeting a date's kind of like a new phenomenon now.
Yeah, I mean, you can take it in different ways. You just got to make sure that your date is on Twitter or she's probably going to look at you a little weird, kind of like the rest of the world kind of does when you say, hold on, I got to tweet this.
Right.
It's huge and all, but not everybody uses it as much as somebody like yourself and I.
Stacey, could you ever imagine allowing somebody you're on a date with to tweet out maybe a photo of what you two are eating? Would you be okay with that?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I think it just takes all of the intimacy out of a date. It just puts the toys away, you know?
See, and this is why I love both of you guys. Kevin, let me ask you this. Have you ever tweeted out a photo of maybe something you and your girlfriend were eating while on a date?
I have, but not on Twitter. I use a new app called Oink, and that's the whole point of it. But my girlfriend, she understands what I do for a living. I will say that social media, all it really does is helps showcase certain people's inabilities to have relationships or to even get a date or to get that second date because, you know, if you look at this infographic, they talk about don't send a friend request, you know, the day after your date.
Right.
The people that do that are the same people who get a phone number and send a text 20 minutes later.
Right. That's a good point. So, I mean, at the end of the day, the same general social rules that apply in real life really apply on social media as well. Breaking this great article, by the way, we'll link to the article on the Ralphie Radio Show blog. Social Yeah founder Kevin Evanetsky and from thedailyaffair.com relationship expert Stacey Nelkin. Guys, thank you for the 411.